To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
I'm Rudy Maxa. This portion of the national program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. With the new year here, how about we get you out of pain? We all suffer from aches, pains, or inflammation from time to time. Some of us more seriously, others a bit less so. We like Relief Factor because it's 100% natural, research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living. Here's an email we received from Maria, who listens to us in South Carolina. She writes, I'm a registered nurse and orthopedics neurosurgery post-op. I'm writing to say that I'm amazed a natural product like Relief Factor is so superior over anti-inflammatory drugs or pain medication. I could feel my pain dissipating within the first 24 hours of taking Relief Factor. Now I'm toward the end of my second month, and I have no pain in either wrist, and I'm capable of doing computer work or opening jars without fearing an increase in pain. I am completely satisfied with the product. Thank you. Now, we've been talking about this outstanding product for several years, so stop popping those harmful over-the-counter painkillers, because for less than you'd spend on a cup of daily coffee, you can now try a three-week supply for only $19.95. Visit ReliefFactor.com for more info, or as always, find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. For our Right Stuff segment today, I'm delighted to welcome Jane Zangline, whose new book is titled The Girl Explorers, subtitled The Untold Story of the Globetrotting Women Who Trekked, Flew, and Fought Their Way Around the World, which sort of tells you what the book is about, although The Girl Explorers is really the women explorers. Jane, welcome to the show. Tell me about an organization I've not heard of called the Society of Women Geographers.
Well, the Society of Women Geographers was founded in 1925. It was founded when several women explorers got back from expeditions, and they were complaining that the All Men Explorers Club did not admit them. At that time, the president of the Explorers Club had spoken before an audience at Barnard College, which was all women's college. And he said nothing was worse than one woman on an expedition, except perhaps two.
Yeah.
So that kind of riled up these women who thought that they should be included in the Explorers Club because they had done every bit as much in terms of exploration as
yeah.
the men.
That's...
It still exists. Existing today.
The Explorers Club does exist, and this guy Roy Chapman Andrews, who you just mentioned, famously said women are not adapted to exploration, quote unquote. He claimed he had escaped death 10 times in his 15 years of exploration, which Blair Niles founded this Society of Women Geographers, and your book tells her story as well as the story of a number of obviously women explorers. Only a couple names that I recognize, Osa Johnson and Amelia Earhart and Margaret Mead is all I could account for.
Eleanor Roosevelt, I'm sure
Eleanor Roosevelt. I'm sorry, I missed that one. But let me ask you. Let me just throw out one that I like. Elizabeth Dickey. It was an exceptional story at the Society's first formal dinner. She pulled a shrunken head up to show the crowd or the audience. Given to her as a thanks for saving a member of the Jivero tribe in Peru and Ecuador from a poisonous snake bite.
She liked to call that her honeymoon present because she was on her honeymoon with her husband when they gave her that shrunken head. And I love the image. One quote I did not include in my book was the fact that there was a male reporter in the audience who was so stunned when she grabbed this out of a box and started stroking its head that he choked on an olive pit.
And then there's Grace Thompson Seton, who traveled to Egypt in 1922 to report on women's fight for equality in Egypt, 1922. And she had to hypnotize her guide to avoid his intention to make love to her when they're out in the desert. But I love these stories, but let me let you have the floor because you wrote the book. Are there one or two in the minute two minutes we have left who were favorites of yours?
Well, Blair Niles, obviously. She was my favorite because she was not only created a different style of travel writing, she decided that she would study an area very carefully, and then for months at a time, and then she'd go live there and report on a social issue that she was interested in. So, for example, she went to Devil's Island, which is famous for Papillon, to report on what happened to French prisoners when they were sent there. And, in fact, her book, which was made into a Hollywood film, put pressure on the French government to close the prison system. So she wrote a lot of books that had sort of travel and social issues. Another one of my favorite was Malvina Hoffman, who was an artist who she studied with Rodin. She was a sculptor, and she was hired by the Field Museum in Chicago to travel around the world for a couple of years and sculpt different people from around the world.
I remember her. I remember her. I'm sorry to step on you, but we're coming to the end of our time. But the stories are fascinating. I mean, these are women explorers I've never even heard of. The book is called The Girl Explorers. The author is Jane Zanglein. That's spelled Zanglein. You can find it on Amazon. Jane, thank you for joining us, and we'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.